Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the January 6th Monday edition, or as I like to think of it, Dom and Donald Trump and Scott Ross, birthday eve. How you doing, little
buddy? I'm good, Crudy. Good to see you, Evan, on the board. Our fair audience, happy Monday to us all, and happy birthday to you yesterday, Michael.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it mightily.
It was your birthday, and you gave me a gift.
I'd like to thank us a gift, because isn't it kind of our time around here?
It's our time, absolutely.
So we got some new listeners. We appreciate all the new ears on us. You know, we love you best when you get the Devil Radio app, because then you can take us anywhere. But we do this little show, and Dom, sometimes we get invited on other networks and shows and stuffs, and that was the case yesterday. And you've heard me make a lot of big, big promises. You know, I'm going to go on Fox News and I'm going to burn it down.
You keep promising. You kept promising. We kept asking, Crudy, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Fox News, Fox, shouldn't be Fox News. It's just Fox. They're terrible. They're part of the problem. You know, give them validity when you show up.
Well, that's probably the case. But, you know, I'd like to think in this case, Tom, promises made, promises kept, baby. Yeah. I kept my promise to you and the fair listening audience and the entire world that was watching on the Fox News. Or more importantly, like the viral Twitter streams that have subsequently gone out. I noted that my little Fox News appearance has been translated into at least 3 languages so far. Worldwide,
wow,
baby.
Oh, all right.
I wonder how you say devil's advocates in the German or French. I noted the article. I just see Fox News and bull something, you know, like a strong medium profanity. Nothing I wouldn't say around the house in front
nothing,
of
kids. Nothing that, you know, the former Attorney General of the United States wouldn't have said many, many, many times in testimony.
Well, they played that testimony. We had to dump the attorney general earlier today. Former attorney general. You know, between the former attorney general, he and Merrick Garland, I'm getting them confused. Less so with, like, Biden and Trump, like, having had to interchange the former and the current and the former. But the attorney generals, you know, getting a little confused. I'll try to keep them straight. One guy, redacted Mueller report, corrupted, you know, sort of an apologist, and has really kept hidden from the world just how close it came, just how bad it was. And that's Bill Barr.
Bill Barr, yes.
And the other attorney general, Tom, I'm hoping someday soon we'll be celebrating Merrick Garland Day all across this great nation, certainly here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Network.
Regarding Merrick Garland, there was a quote. He had some separate enforcement action to the NPR reporting that he's watching the House hearings. Here's his quote. The current Attorney General Merrick Garland, I'm watching and I will be watching all the hearings, although I may not be able to watch all of it live. But I'll be sure that I'll be watching all that. And I can assure you that the January 6th prosecutors are watching all the hearings as well.
Can I buy him some popcorn?
Oh, please.
Some spotted cow? There's not a lot of leftover spotted cow from the weekend. that other, you know, less watered down version of your favorite beer. Well, we got plenty of that in the cooler.
But, oh, I did have some Spotted Cow. That was good. Great party the other night as
people
well.
People like the Spotted Cow.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's a Wisconsin classic.
It is a Wisconsin tradition. Well, Dom, so speak in your mind. Being candid, being blunt, and keeping promises. And I try to be all those things all wrapped up into one sexy package. So I took it to Fox News. And I'd point out, you know, I started out calmly enough, and we've got the entirety of the context. I've got the entire 2.5-3 minute interview. It was supposed to go longer. I think I was supposed to stay beyond the commercial break. Well, I was telling the story, just parts of it. You know, I get up to drop the mic and blast off. And I had the IFB, the headphone on, you know, just in the ear. So it like about hung my ear. So I got the old, so less than cool in my stock off. And I was so fired up. I actually left my wallet. So I had to go back to the TV station this morning and they didn't even know what crappy studio they jammed me in, at least not the receptionist. So I went through. They got like 6 studios over at Channel 3. That's a nice building. I'm thinking, why'd I get this crappy studio? You know, like a poster of Madison on the wall. Yeah, you know, they got the nice ones. Let me sit on the news set. I'd look sexy.
Not for you, man.
Well, let's get this started, Tom. I'm trying to tell a story here, man, and I'm going to tell it with my own words. Crudy quoting Crudy on his appearance on the Foxy News. And I had promised you folks, you know, I'm going to go on. I'm going to make a big splash. And the last time I didn't do it, that was only like a month ago.
Yeah, man, you've been promising that for some time.
No, just since the last time. Last time I made the big talk and then I didn't carry it.
Last couple of times. But that's your story. I'll let you tell it.
You know I've been trash talking off air. Me and you, just when we talk, sure, I've been talking big. But, you know, try to be super cool media figures. Figure even if we only capture one more heart and mind going on Fox News. But, you know, it's been 2 birthdays in a row here, man. You know how hard it is to get up on a birthday hangover and go to Fox News?
Oh, it's
and then get painted in the corner and, you know, let's talk about inflation, Mike. Well, as fate would have it, there was actually breaking news on Sunday morning. And luckily, I flipped on Fox News just to see what they were talking about. So I was aware of the new proposal because I missed the email like, oh, we changed topics on you again. So anyways, I get there and they tell me as, you know, we're coming out of the first commercial break, first segment block of the entire show. Oh, here's your co-panelist. Same dude from a year ago, this Creole guy, supposedly this righty whitey talker, you know, like 9 followers on Facebook. And he's from like New Orleans or something. So anyways, we started, you know, typical. They pitch it to one guy and then they're going to pitch it to the other guy. And I got to go first. And hell, man, it started civilly enough. Going to need your help, Evan. If you would, let's just, you know, do cut number 1, the bipartisan proposal. I was very proud. I thought, good first step. Here I am, very, very calm, Crudy. Cut 1.
Let's turn now to today's panel. With me today is Jeff Cruere, a Louisiana talk radio host and GOP strategist, and Mike Crute, Wisconsin progressive radio host. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, Mike.
So let's start with the breaking news.
I didn't have my mic on then.
Your thoughts on the principles here related to guns, school safety, and mental health.
Well, it's certainly a step in the right direction. You'd like to see more get done. But the fact that this is a bipartisan proposal, as the president's now describing it, I think it's got to be encouraging. You know, we want to see steps in the right direction, and red flag laws is certainly a step in the right direction.
For me, that's pretty efficient. You know what I mean? That was like a 45-second bite. You know, I'm thinking, well, you know, that's a good place to step out.
Right, right. In and out, quick, to the point.
So let's hear from Gumbo Jeff, the talker from Louisiana. Here was his response. I got to tell you, man, I was already reacting. You can probably hear me huff and puff in the background here. Cut 2.
A number of Republicans tell me they like the principles, but they do say they want to see actual legislative text. Jeff, your thoughts.
I'm worried about it, Mike. I don't think we should be taking away Second Amendment rights. My focus is school safety. I mean, I think if we had a secure environment there at Robb Elementary, you wouldn't have had the kind of carnage that we saw. I think a lot of these shootings have been in environments where they're, quote, gun-free zones. I don't like taking away any kind of rights. I'm concerned about red flag laws. I want to see the text of this before saying I would approve of it or not, but I'm very leery of anything that doesn't really focus on what I think is the core issue, and that is...
Well, we absolutely need to take the fight to Republicans. With all due respect to your Jeff, what a ridiculous answer. Of course we want to stop people that have been identified as people that should be red flagged. To blame it on unmanned schools, unarmed schools, I mean, the cops failed us in this case. But here's the fight part. Joe Biden should be out there and fighting for democracy every single day. We should be talking about the January 6th hearings that go again live that this network failed to cover, because I tell you what, the real fight is for democracy. The real fight is for the soul, and the real bull is that your network won't cover it.
844-967-2789.